The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining tonight on Off Limits. I appreciate you coming out and hanging out with me today. Hope you guys can hear me okay. I seem to have hope you guys are doing okay. We're just going to talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. If you have something to talk about, let me know, and let me know your call in, and I will take your call. The call in is 214-989-4306. And Jen was talking to me earlier about Big Brother. She asked if I watched Big Brother. And yes, Jen, I do watch Big Brother. You told me to tell you what happened tonight because you didn't watch it. You want me to tell you? Are you sure you want me to tell you what happened on Big Brother or what? I just want to make sure because I don't want to ruin it for you. Born This Way, Lady Cougar. Okay, I'll play it later in the show for you. Absolutely. I will play it for you. Absolutely. And what is going on, Dr. John, with you moving to Modesto near Cali? Are you going to molest her? I'm just trying to find out what's going on about that. I know you're not moving there for Cali. I'm just saying. Very interesting. Anyway, you said you're going to see about a girl, like in Good Will Hunting. Well, who's the girl? I'd like to know who it is. Is it Cali or is it someone else? I'd like to know. Anyway, she called into your show and you fell in love. Well, of course. That's wonderful. That's just great. I'm so glad it's working out for you guys. You guys, you can call in to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if you want a free reading during the show, I'll be happy to give you one. If you have a request, if you want to hear a song, yeah, tonight I'll play that for you as well. And Lady Cougar requested Born This Way, so I'm going to play that for you guys. And if you guys want to call back or call in, let me know. Give me a heads up, and I'll take your call. I'll be right back. There you go, Lady Cougar. Hope that helps. I'm not sure why I sound so low or whatever. Hold on a second. I can hear I kind of sound low as well, but whatever. I'll try to talk close to the microphone. I do that sometimes when I'm on air, and it's something to do with the hijacking thing, or hijack the sound so you guys can hear it, but I'm not really sure why it does that. Anyway, I don't know if I can fix it without cutting everything out, so... as long as you can still hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, so this is the deal on Big Brother, Jen. This is what happened. You know, so they had the challenge or whatever. And they did that, and she actually, well, that's because I'm talking up right into the microphone now. But anyway, she actually, so Danielle won HOH. She won HOH, and which I was really happy about, because I don't like Rachel and Brendan. I can't stand them at all. So she won, fortunately, and they hate her, and they were going to get rid of her if they could, of course, and of course she won. So after she won, and she showed everybody her Big Brother room, and nobody was, like, happy to see her Big Brother room, because nobody likes her except Kalia. Kalia is like, and her, like, apparently, like, in together or whatever now. So, so they did that. And anyway, and then came, what's her name? Jordan and Jeff up to her room to talk to her and ask her, you know, where's your head at? What are you thinking? Blah, blah, blah. And so they made a deal wherein Danielle said, well, I feel bad because I tried to get y'all out of the house last week and it was just strategic, whatever. And she said, in return for you not getting me out next guys anyway, but I'll make sure you're safe all week. And if you promise not to come after me next week. And they said yes. They agreed to that. They made that deal. And then, of course, here come Brendan and Rachel. Brendan and Rachel coming up to the freaking HOH room to talk to her. And Brendan's like, oh, I'm so sorry about the way I acted. You know, I was just really hurt or whatever. And Rachel's like, yeah, it just gets really, like, really, you know, competitive in here or whatever. So that's basically what they, HB, click on Listen Live, not I'm online. If you want to hear the show, click on Listen Live. So that's basically what happened. And so now they're all scrambling to get there to kind of save their asses on Big Brother. So those of you who watched Big Brother, that's what happened tonight. I hope you guys saw it. She wanted me to tell her what happened because she didn't see it. So that's what happened on the Saturday night. So, anywho, I have to pee really bad. So, you guys, what's going on with you guys? Anyway, Callie, what's going on with you? Dr. John, what's going on with you? You said you're moving to Modesto. That's cool. Although, Callie's always telling me about what a fucking hellhole it is, so I don't know how cool it is, but anyway, if that's where you want to be, that's cool. Jen, I agree with you. I can't stand Rachel. I mean, when they had the couples come back, the like four couples come back to the show or whatever, you know, Michael and I were like, oh my God, you know, it's back, you know. She and Brendan both are so completely immature and completely just stupid. I mean, they're really just dumb. And they're like 12-year-olds. They really are like 12-year-olds, okay? So, you know, I find them to be the most annoying people on the show. I mean, the show is completely annoying. Oh, with them on, I mean. And whenever they're not in power, because they got HOH two times in a row, or two times out of three, I mean. And whenever they're not in power, all they do is sit and pout. And we're just like, Brendan, I'm really happy. And, you know, Brendan's all, yeah, you hit my girl's feelings, and I'm going to protect her. I'm going to protect you. I mean, they're so stupid. I mean, really stupid. I mean, probably my least favorite people I've ever seen on any Big Brother episode, ever. Even more than Jesse. I can't stand Jesse either, but she, they're just gross. Anyway, if I were in that fucking house, first of all, if I were in that house, I would be like the gay guy was last season. I would be like telling her off and shit. I wouldn't be playing her game. I probably would get me out of the house, but I just wouldn't be able to deal with it. I'm not the kind of person who can like hold my tongue very well. If I don't like somebody, for me to actually pretend I like somebody is very difficult. The only way I'll do that is if it's at a funeral or something like that, where I'm trying to be respectful and I feel that that's more important. But otherwise, I don't do that because I don't think there's a reason to do that. But anyway, I know you're trying to move, Callie, and you will eventually. You will, according to the cards, the last meeting you had last week. By the way, what's going on with that whole thing with that guy? Dr. John says, I'm going to come visit Modesto, possibly move out there, working 72 hours, sleeping four, and doing again, working on a lot of adult projects on YouTube. Nothing much else, just playing and making money and working ready for vacation. Well, that's cool. I hope you have fun. And where do you live now, anyway, Dr. John? Do you live in L.A. or somewhere else in California? Yes, Cali, March, exactly. It's Danielle, like I said. So, anyway, Lenny Kicker, what's going on with you and your guy? Curious to know what's going on with you. HB, how are you doing? What's going on with you? You guys, anything you want to talk about, you can give me a call, 214-994-306. If you don't, that's cool. We can always just talk and play music. I've been dealing with my frigging contractor, as usual, the complete idiot that he is. He didn't do half the stuff he was supposed to do. Well, not half of it. Like I say, a third of the stuff he was supposed to do. And he just completely took the shortcuts and everything else. And so now he's calling me and asking when we can do the core and the foundation. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm going to be using you. So he's an idiot. Anyway, so just, you know, I know most people aren't fortunate enough to even be able to even do what I'm doing. I'm fortunate that I'm able to be doing what I'm doing, at least starting to do it anyway, as slow as it's taking and the money it's taking. you ever hire a contractor, just be prepared. Fasten your seatbelts for a very bumpy ride, because it doesn't matter how good they are, how nice they are, any of that, none of that matters. All that matters is the work they do, and half the time they're fucking assholes. So just FYI. I had a bad migraine for the last 4 days. I'm sorry to hear that, Emmy. I'm sorry. I hope you feel better. What did you take for your migraine anyway? HB, very well. Having fun revamping a few things. HB, you know what I just did? I took in my foyer. Michael and I, we did this huge wall of various sized photographs and everything, and I took them, and I took all of them except for like one of them, except for one of them in, but and they turned out so well. I was so proud of myself for the ones I did do, and I took one of a lion at the zoo, and an elephant, and some other ones I took, and they turned out really professional looking, so I was really proud of myself. I actually think I won the Statue of Liberty when we were in New York. That was really good. I think I could actually sell some of them if I wanted to. That was fun. We did that, and that took a long time to hang them up and everything. I think we did about 20 pictures, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, so this next song I'm going to play is it's a new song by Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block. If you guys know Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block, if you're from the 90s, over the 90s like me, and most of you are so happy you're in the room anyway. It's a song by him, so check it out. See if you like it. If he does, then I'll play something for you later. I'll be back in just a minute with more.
Thank you.
Okay. I know. I don't know what the fucking deal is with the goddamn microphone. By the way, my fucking doctor put me on prednisone for another week. And I went back to see him because of my whole dizzy spell late last week. And I literally was so dizzy, I could not walk straight for two days. And the third day, I was just dizzy. But the first 2 days, I was so dizzy, it was like I was walking on a ship, okay? It was horrible. I thought, okay, maybe I have an inner ear thing, but I didn't have any pain, no headache, nothing in my ears, nothing. And so I went to see my doctor, and he said that it sounds like if it's vertigo or whatever, it's either viral, like I was sick, but I didn't feel sick, there's nothing wrong with me, or it was allergy related, it was a symptom of allergy. So he gave me prednisone to suppress the allergic reaction your body gives when you have allergies or whatever. And so I said, this is like an allergy to me. And he's like, well, let's give you a lower dose. I said, well, I probably didn't like prednisone last time you gave it to me. It made me, like, really bitchy. And it made me feel like I was going to climb the walls. And he said, well, I'll give you a lower dosage. So he did. And I'm on a lower dosage now. But it's only for a week. Yeah, the past 2-3 days, I've been biting everybody's heads off, like my family, my friends. And everything that they do, like that they normally do that would annoy me just a little bit, annoys me like 100 times. So everything's like amplified. I feel better, but I'm a real bitch. So it's not really good for my social life. Yeah, so I hate prednisone. If you ever go to the doctor and they try to prescribe you prednisone, tell them, fuck no. So give me basically prednisone is a steroid. And so I'm like, yeah. So I don't... It doesn't do me very well. So I hate it. So I'm like, what was my fucking point? I had a point. Hold on. I'm going to tell you all that. What were we talking about? I'm sorry. What were we talking about before that? Yeah, I had a headache. Left from right. Yeah. No, you said something after that about left and right and all that. I don't know. Never mind. I don't even know why I told you all that. No, I have ADD. I told you I have ADD. That's why I need to go to the fucking doctor for is ADD. I need to get some, whatever they give you, Ritalin or whatever it is, because it's the older I get, the worse it's getting. It's, like, really bad. And it's really strange, because I can, like, totally focus on things that I like and enjoy. Not that I'm not enjoying talking to you. That sounds horrible. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. You know what I mean. Like, if I'm, like, reading a book or watching a movie or, you know, that kind of thing, or even having a conversation, typically I'm okay. But if I'm doing something like trying to work or whatever lately, or trying to focus on something that I really am not in the mood to do, I just can't do it. And then when I'm having conversations occasionally now, it's like, you know, what was my point or what were you saying or whatever. So I'm really sorry if I sound like that. I probably sound high, by the way, and not high, by the way. It's just the steroids. It's the steroids. They make you, like, feel like, I mean, like, yes, they do, honestly. I mean, I feel like I'm about to climb the fucking wall. I could, like, run out the fucking window or something. I mean, that's what it feels like. That's why I hate them. It's a horrible feeling. And plus, I can't fucking sleep. I can't sleep anyway. So the fact I can't normally sleep, and then you compound that with steroid. I mean, last night I was trying to sleep. It was probably, I was reading my iPad, a book on my iPad, and for about 2 hours. It was about 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning, and I finally started to get tired a little bit. And so I lied down, I put my iPad up, whatever, was lying down, tossed and turned, and Michael put his arm on me or whatever, his hand on my shoulder or something like that. He goes, can't ask me, like, yes, I was like, get off me, don't touch me. I was like, I'm trying to sleep, I can't fucking sleep, get off me, go away. I was like, really fucking rude. The day before yesterday, called me, and she's like, I wanted to ask you something, well, what is it? And I was like, biting her head off. My mom's the nicest person in the world, honestly. So I was like, you know, I had to call her back and explain to her why, which she understood. But I am just, yes. So people who do use steroids, like, recreationally to, like, get big or whatever, to, like, you know, bulk up, steroids that you inject or whatever, those people, yes, that's what it's like, I think. I mean, I don't think it's rage, but it's like a small example. I know. And the thing is, I don't like this at all. I'm not a violent person. I'm not, like, mean or anything. I just, that's what makes you feel, like, all fucking crazy. Well, Lady Cougar, that's the thing. They make me feel like that. When I was on prednisone the first time, they were worse than this time because it was a higher dosage. And this time, for some reason, it affects me that way. And, of course, it affects everybody differently. Everybody's different, but it affects me that way. And, Jen, I'm taking them because the stupid doctor I went to told me it was for my allergy to suppress my allergic reaction, which was possibly causing my vertigo and dizziness. I had really severe dizziness last week. So that's why. Anyway, that's my whole steroid story. So the good thing is I only have, you know, like 4 more days left of this, and I'll be back to my wonderfully gregarious and lovely self again. So if I act all crazy or anything, if I haven't already, then that's why I'm acting a little strange. It's not because I'm high. Okay. My intention. By the way, everybody, those of you who've missed shows in the past, if you ever want to go back and listen to a show, you want to hear it, I updated all of the archives. Everything's up to date earlier. So you can always go in there and you can listen to shows. I get Kelly advice a few shows. I give Kelly advice all the time. But, I mean, there was one show. You're like, what day was it? Every day. One show was just Callie me talking about her issues and her problems or whatever. No, it's not. It was, like, just dedicated to you. And it's giving Callie advice. And then there's other ones on there where I'm getting other people. I have people called in. Like, the last show I did, I had 2 or 3 people call in to get tarot card readings that don't usually come to the show. And so that was fun and entertaining. And Callie called in, too, for that one. But, you know. Oh, my God. No, you're not. You're going to need protection. I love you. Not good. Why don't you name your kid John? Is he the one you're going to have sex with? Oh, damn. Damn. What a shame. Yeah. When is this and where? Wait, what is, when is this? Oh, my God. No, you should have a party that says I'm not having a baby party or something. That would be more appropriate, and the penis would still make sense. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if I were a woman, first of all, I wouldn't want to have a baby if I were a woman anyway, but if I were a woman, I would, you know, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want to go through the whole 9-month thing and the process of having a child and the pain and all of that crap. So I would choose the curable STD over having a child myself. Now, if someone could give me their baby, that's different, but I'm not going to have it myself. Yes, I told you. If you get pregnant, then I will take the baby. I will raise it. No, you don't. Because I don't care. Half white, half black. No, you don't. No, you don't. I don't care. I was just being stupid. And it doesn't matter to me. What does it matter?
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.